Yes, this is Heather with customer service returning your call. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
41063. Love you. Thank you. 41063.
Yes, ma'am. And your first and last name?
What?
Your first and last name?
Oh, Michelle Eads.
All right. And if you could verify your address for me as well.
3405 Moffett Road, Morning View, Kentucky, 41063.
All right. And looking here at the account, it looks like back on February 16th, you had paid shipping and handling for a 14-day trial of our Vibe watch. You had also paid for our Vibe pods with a one-year warranty, which was a one-time charge. And how can I help you?
Well, I canceled the subscription or whatever came with that, and I still got charged $64 today.
Okay. Did you make arrangements to return the items?
What do you mean return the items?
Well, when you sign up for the trial, we don't bill you for the products. We want you to try them before you buy them. If you decide to keep them, then we bill you the one-time charge for those products, and that's it. If you don't want to be billed for the products, then you make arrangements to return them. Yes, ma'am?
I can do that. I can return these items.
Okay. Yes. Now, if you wanted to keep them, I could give you 50% off the cost of the items. That would give you a refund of half of the cost that you had paid for it. I see you paid the $64.99. So with the 50% refund, you would be looking at only paying $32.49 for the earbuds and the watch.
$32.49?
Yes, ma'am.
And how soon would you do the refund for the rest?
Well, I'm saying if you wanted to keep them, instead of paying shipping and handling to return them and then paying the restocking fee, I could give you a 50% refund to keep them.
Right. So you charged me $64 already. How are you going to give me the rest of the 50% back?
Okay. So
like
then I would issue a refund. Yes, ma'am. So I would issue you a refund for the $32.49. That would go back in your account in about 5 to 7 business days. I would do it on the phone with you right now, but it takes 5 to 7 business days for it to go back in the account.
I understand, but that's fine. I will do that.
Okay. Just one moment while I issue the refund.
I was not aware that this is the way it worked at all. So I'm very disappointed, and I don't know how I ended up getting just to pay shipping and handling and then getting charged for them. I missed something somewhere. So I appreciate your help with getting this taken care of.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Give me just one moment. Let me finish issuing your refund. You'll get emails verifying that as well. And then you'll be all set. It's not like a monthly service that we offer. So you don't have to worry about being billed anymore. It's just that one-time charge for the product and that's it. So I issued that refund for you. You're going to get an email titled "Your refund is on its way," verifying the refund that I've issued. Was there anything else that I could do for you tonight?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you then for contacting customer service. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.